A ceasefire agreement has been struck between Syria's government forces and Druze militia, with reports that Syrian troops are now withdrawing from the region of Suweida. At the same time, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called on the Israeli Druze community not to cross into Syria. Well, to unpack what this means for Druze communities on both sides of the border, we are joined now by Mansour Ashkar, who is a former Israeli Special Forces officer from the Israeli Druze community. Mansour, are the reports of a ceasefire and Syrian military withdrawal accurate? And do you believe, if yes, the ceasefire will hold?
The word ceasefire was announced and used. The facts on the ground are still showing otherwise. There's still quite a lot of jihadists and their proxies that are still trying to fight, murder, kidnap, and rape Druze women and children, and the men are fighting them in the street as we're speaking, trying to kick them out. What happened is, yes, the Syrian army ran back with its tail between its legs because Israel bombed the living hell out of them and destroyed their Ministry of Defense building. That's basically shooting a rocket into the Pentagon of Syria. So, you know, force works in the Middle East, and when you come with power, you get peace. And so now let's say that way the Druze are winning the battle now and are pushing back. However, as we're speaking, there's already starting to, and you will, and mark my word, you're going to start seeing it very soon with the pro-Palestine movement and anti-Israel. They're trying to portray the Druze as if they are the one that doing ethnic cleansing against the Bedouins. That's the picture, the image they're trying to make now. Yeah. Live as we're speaking, I'm reading it in Arabic and I'm seeing the hashtags and the pictures.
Oh, no.
And what they're doing is they're rallying all the Muslim Sunnah in Syria to come and declare a full-on jihad on the Druze. So we are about to witness a full-scale civil war on epic ground. It's going to be insane. The government in Syria doesn't control anymore these jihadists. They never did. And now it's official. They don't control them. And the government is actually part of the jihadists. So as much as they said ceasefire, I'm very fearing very, very soon we're going to start having more and more of these guys coming and trying to ethnically cleanse, by the way, the Druze, the Christians, and all the minorities in Syria.
Mansour, is the Israeli Druze community listening to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's call not to cross the border? And do you think there's something that they could do on the ground that Israel can't achieve from the air?
Absolutely not. These ones are entering from the ground and running into Syria. It's important to understand that, first of all, they're going to reach only to the Druze towns that are under the IDF control right now in Syria. So that's the safest place to be in Syria. So it's going to be more like a family reunion and a morale boost. They're not really joining the fights yet. And to join the fights, you're going to have to cross a very, very long way through the jihadist Bedouin kind of land there. What they're doing is wrong. And as someone who was a former officer in the IDF, I can say this is not the way to do it. I understand them. I mean, imagine how many Jews would have probably jumped over the fence and ran to protect other Jewish people around the world. They're being slaughtered and no one is there to defend them. If the IDF would have not stopped Hamas with the civilians, October 7 would have ended with hundreds of thousands of Jewish dead, because they literally came with intention to exterminate. In Syria, they don't have the IDF. Well, they had it now, thank God, the IAF, the Israeli Air Force. But if no one would have stopped them, we would have seen a massacre of maybe tens to hundreds of thousands of Druze, because their intention is exactly like Hamas. Syria is exactly like Hamas right now. Syria is becoming like Gaza, which is very, very sad to say it. And we don't know where that is going to lead. It's very interesting days right now. What's going to happen next?
Mansour, we have about 1 minute. I just want to ask you, do you think that the world now understands that Gulani, the Syrian current president, is a terrorist? I mean, has this latest violence made that finally clear?
I think that the smart people in the world and the ones that takes good advice will undoubtedly understand, because he literally sent his tanks and soldiers to go and massacre. And they went and massacred hospitals with babies in them. butchered, killed patients, doctors. That was his army who did that, and that was his people. So anyone with a brain in his head understands. However, the haters will not understand. They're already portraying it that way. I've seen some reports by people saying that Syria was trying to control its own country, and Israel went and bombed them. So they're trying to change the narrative. Whatever you do, they're going to spin it, and we're going to have to deal with it.
Mansour Ashkar, thank you for your time and insight. The fate of the Druze community is once again in sharp focus, as you say, and what happens next may depend on the choices that are made in both Damascus and Jerusalem. And that brings us to the end of today's show. I want to let you know that I'm away for 2 weeks. Kathy will be anchoring the Home Run. But I'll be back in 2 weeks' time, ready, charged, and excited to pick up where we left off. So stay well, keep WhatsApping us, keep being safe, and look after yourselves.